The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
Informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. How you doing this morning? I'm Jake Walker. My guests this morning, Taylor Dawson and Lauren Smith from Great Southern Restaurants. If you love good food, I'm telling you, you need to listen up. I want to tell you guys, I didn't let you know, and I'm so happy. I went to Five Sisters for the first time since our last show, and it was just incredible.
Which what day of the week did you go?
Oh, let's see. It was Thursday. It was a Thursday.
It's an interrogation.
Yes, because my wife was off work, so it was a Thursday. And man, I'm telling you, I had fried chicken. I had mac and cheese. I'm telling you though, the star of the show was the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay.
Because I was expecting, you know, regular mashed potatoes, but these things had the skin on, and it was like chunky but smooth at the same time, and there was this seasoning in it that was just, it was the best mashed potatoes I've ever had in my life. Hands down, not lying.
Now we know what to bring you next time.
Yes, just a bucket of mashed potatoes. Yes.
Did you do brown gravy or white gravy?
We did the brown gravy, but on the fried chicken, we got the white cream. We had to have
both.
That's
the move.
It is.
It is the move. I'm telling you. And that area of town and that little coffee shop down the way there, I mean, and you got the Gordon Community Center right down the road. I'm telling you, that is a great area, just a great restaurant. I will definitely be back there very, very soon.
Yeah, it's a fun little neighborhood.
Yes.
Cool history.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the building was very vibey, and I saw the posters of all the people that have played there. It was just a great place. Go check out Five Sisters. Online, check out greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Like I said, I've got the Grits Girls here in the studio. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're good. We're coming off of the end of Pensacon,
right?
Which was a great success.
It was.
It always is. It's funny. It's a long week for us with the setup, the decorations, all that stuff. But then it goes by in literally the blink of an eye.
Yes, it does. It's already gone.
Mm-hmm. So. It's come and gone.
Yep. But now we're looking forward to Easter, right?
Yeah. We've got Easter coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of fun things. We can go ahead and jump in.
Get right in there before we run out of time.
We talk about mashed potatoes all morning.
Oh, yeah.
So usually I talk about Atlas Beverage Class because it usually falls the day after the show. But we are full for tomorrow, just to let you know, for both times. But if you are interested in signing up, I would definitely recommend it for the months to come. I can go over those really quick with everybody. Next month for April, it's April 4th. We're featuring Tango Select Wines. May 2nd is Herradura Tequila. June 6th is Beers of Florida, and that's the end of our semester. We skip July for 4th of July, and we'll start back in August with a new semester. But if you've never been to one of our Atlas Beverage classes, the whole goal is to feature, it's usually a brewery, a winery, or a distillery, local and regional. We've been focusing primarily on local since every time you turn around, I say this every single month, there's something new in Pensacola.
Right.
That's paired with whatever you're drinking and four small plates prepared by our executive chef of Atlas, who is Jason Hughes. We have two times for the class, one at 5 and one at 7. They're about an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half each. The class cost is $30 per person. It is reservation only, so you can contact me, Taylor@goodgrits.com, or shoot me a text, give me a call, 850-287-0200.
Can I get a good mashed potatoes email address? Like Jake at greatmashedpotatoes.com or something like that. That'd be my deal.
We're going to change it from Five Sisters to mashed potatoes.
To the mashed potato house, a la Jake.
You should start your own food truck or something. That's a great name.
I mean,
is there a mashed potato truck?
I don't think. You know, you go to weddings sometimes and you see a mashed potato bar.
Oh, yes.
I want a mashed potato food truck. Just all kinds of different things you can have in your mashed potatoes. Nobody steal that idea. I need money. Come on, stop.
No, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
You just gave it away.
Yes. I'll call it Irma God Mashed Potatoes. If you've ever seen that meme. Anyway, turtles are cute. All right, getting back. I'm sorry. I'm going to derail you guys as much as possible.
No, let's just keep bringing up random, like, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. That's what I'm going to do for every guest on the show today. I'm just going to bring up mashed potatoes.
They're just going to be so confused.
Yeah, yeah.
So the next event we have coming up is Jazz at Jackson's with Bobby and Ellen. That's going to be Thursday, March 14th, and it is back by popular demand. The featured performers, like I said, are Ellen Vinson. She's going to be accompanied by noted pianist Bobby Van Dusen, and together they'll present a program featuring some of their favorite songs, highlighting the American Songbook. The duo will perform a number of Broadway favorites and some of their own favorite songs that they performed at Jackson's over the past 10 years. If you've never experienced our Jazz at Jackson's, I always say Ellen's voice sounds like something you just don't hear anymore. It's something like out of an old movie. Mm. She has an absolutely amazing voice. And Bobby Van Dusen, he is our pianist. He's a 3-time award winner for the world's best old-time piano competition, which is in Oxford, Mississippi. Mm. And in addition to the special performance at Jackson's, he performs 6 nights a week at the Sandestin Hilton. And he's also going to, for this time, include some music specifically written for the event, which is exciting. So there's going to be 2 seatings for the event, 1 at 5 and 1 at 7:30. And in addition to our full dinner menu, our executive chef, Irv Miller, has prepared a special featured entree. That's going to be grilled elk rack chop with black garlic 196, mustard demi-glace, and butternut squash mashed potatoes.
Yay, I was about to ask.
We're on a roll today.
Yes.
I just want to bring it up randomly throughout the show. There's no price for the event. You just have to make your reservation, and to do that, reach out to Jackson's 850-469-9898.
Hmm. Great. Jazz at Jackson's.
Yes. Dinner and a show.
Make the reservation directly on the website.
That's true, too.
JacksonsRestaurant.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Through Open Table.
Sweet.
Moving into Easter, which we were talking about before. It's early this year, right?
I believe so, because it's leap year. Everything's kind of thrown off, right?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. We were so confused.
Yeah, because it's actually in
March.
March.
It's the very last day. It's the 31st this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is very odd. Mm-hmm. But hey, we'll take it.
I couldn't tell. My brain is so scrambled. I don't even know what day it is.
Yeah.
Mashed Potato Wednesday.
We made it to radio.
Yes.
So over at the Fish House, we'll be open for brunch and dinner. It's going to be Sunday, March 31st. Mark your calendars. Brunch time is going to be 11 until 3 o'clock. We're extending an hour for brunch for the occasion, and dinner beginning at 3 o'clock. We'll be serving off of our standard brunch and dinner menus. And in addition, Chef Jason Hughes has created an Easter special, which will be available for both brunch and dinner. That's going to be an herb-crusted prime rib featuring slow-cooked Angus rib loin over roasted tricolor and sweet fingerling potatoes. More potatoes. Mm-hmm. Orange mustard glazed rainbow baby carrots and crispy Brussels sprouts served with rosemary jus and Dijon horseradish cream. Over at the Fish House, we are walk-ins only, but pro tip from your favorite former hostesses, Taylor and Lauren.
Yes.
You're more than welcome to call the restaurant at any time to see what the current wait's running.
I heard you got you had some celebrities over at Fish House over the week, right? I believe it was Amira Sorvino.
Amira Sorvino, yes.
She was at Fish House.
Yeah, we had.
Oh, you got to meet her?
Yeah.
Awesome.
She was great. If you look on our socials, they're always gracious enough to take pictures.
Yes.
And we post them all.
That's awesome.
In real time. Yeah. So that's kind of how we promote Pensacon too over at Fish House. You never know who you're going to see.
We got a text. Somebody said, my wife and I went to Five Sisters for the first time 2 months ago after renting temporarily downtown. Born in Pensacola in the 70s. Lived here my whole life. Best food experience ever for me. First visit was on a Sunday afternoon. Being a musician. Hey, cool. The jazz band there was awesome. We've been back 5 times in 2 months.
Oh, wow. We love to hear that.
Very, very cool. Yeah.
Yep. So we have live music over the weekend. Sunday brunch. You'll have to come for live music.
I will.
Because music's your thing, isn't it?
It is. It is. I get out of church around 1 because I play there. So I'm a little late getting to brunch. And usually by the time 1 o'clock rolls around on a Sunday, I'm ready to go back to bed. But I will try to make it out. How long does the
Friday
brunch
night,
last?
Saturday night. Brunch is from, the live music is from 11 to 3, but brunch is 10 to 4.
I could make a couple hours maybe of that. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Or like I said, Friday night, Saturday night too.
Yeah, so we just talked about Easter brunch at Fish House, though.
Yes.
All right, cool. Awesome. Don't want to get that mixed up.
Moving into Atlas, we'll be open for Easter brunch. If you didn't know, we are open for brunch. I'll go into that a little bit later. But we just opened up for brunch, so we're going to have Easter brunch over at Atlas. Hours are going to be 11 until 3 o'clock. In addition to our standard brunch menu, our executive chef, Jason Hughes, has also created an Easter special that's going to be herb-crusted prime rib featuring slow-cooked Angus rib loin. Oh, it's the exact same one over. I'm repeating myself. It's going to be the same feature for Fish House and Atlas.
Oh, cool.
Atlas, we are also walk-ins only. So just like we said, give the host a stand a call, 850-470-0003, yes, and they will let you know what kind of wait time we're running.
Cool.
Moving into Jackson's, we'll be opened for our special Easter lunch and dinner. Lunch hours are going to be from 11 until 2 and dinner service beginning at 5 o'clock. In addition to both menus, we'll have some special features created by Chef Irv. Our Easter brunch, or excuse me, lunch special is going to be lamb sausage benedict, roasted potato medley.
Lots of potatoes.
I can't read potato now and not laugh.
You're going to think about me every time you see a potato because that's kind of my shape.
Same. And Brussels sprouts. And then our dinner feature is going to be braised lamb shank, couscous, cucumber, baby heirloom tomatoes, and a mint vinaigrette over at Jackson's. You can make reservations to do so. Like Lauren said, check us out on the website through Open Table or give us a call, 850-469-9898.
Mint vinaigrette? I've never heard of a mint vinaigrette. Yeah. Mm. Sounds very fresh and bright. All right. Yeah, check out GreatSouthernRestaurants.com. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Taylor Dawson and Lauren Smith, the Grits Girls from Great Southern Restaurants. We've just talked about the Atlas Beverage class. They're full up for the next couple rounds, but go ahead and get your registrations in for the upcoming classes. And Jazz at Jackson's, Easter Brunch at Fish House and Atlas Oyster House. You said Atlas Oyster House was 11 to 3 for that brunch, right?
Yes, Fish House and Atlas, they extend their brunch hours for Easter.
I need to go down there and check that out.
You do.
And Jackson's always a great time, so.
We'll finish out Easter real quick over at Five Sisters. We'll be open for our normal hours, 10 to 4, and serving our standard menu along with an Easter special plate from Chef John Huggins. This dish will be a bourbon glazed ham served with pineapple sweet potato casserole, roasted baby carrots, and a southern deviled egg. We don't take reservations over at Five Sisters, but as we always say, please give the restaurant a call. We'll be happy to let you know the wait time. Everything is listed on our websites, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. We always know it's a ton of information we go through. If you pull up greatsouthernrestaurants.com, there's a little slide on the right-hand side, and everybody's features, hours, the whole nine yards is listed under Celebrate Easter at Great Southern Restaurants.
Yeah, it just pops up immediately as soon as you go to the website, so it's very convenient.
It's tailor-proof, as I like to call it. I can navigate that website. She used me as
my test dummy.
The test dummy.
Oh, yeah.
If I can do it, anyone can do it.
And off topic real quick, are you related to Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry's my dad.
I don't know why I never put it together. Jerry Dawson from White Tie Rock Ensemble.
Speaking
of music. One of the best guitar players I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you know what? He has three children, and we all took guitar lessons. We all tried to be his child prodigy.
Oh, that's got
to
be tough.
It didn't work for any of us. No, it didn't work for any of us. I played clarinet in the middle school, high school band. That's as far as I got musically. Sister was in drumline, and my little brother's a basketball player. So
nice. Well, so I need to contact you about setting up a impromptu jam session with the old dads.
Oh,
because that's somebody that I've him and John Hart, like those two guys. If you're listening, guys, or if you hear about this, I want to jam with you, please. I play
drums.
He does
listen. He does listen.
Okay,
hopefully
good.
He remembered to listen today.
Yes, yes. Call me Jerry.
I'm happy to do that.
All right. Moving on. Sorry.
No.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Finishing out Easter.
That could be our band. Me and Jerry could start a duo called Mashed Potatoes. He'll
and
be
I'm pretty
mashed,
sure
I'll be potatoes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he loves mashed potatoes.
Oh, yes.
Who doesn't? Oh, jinx.
You owe me mashed potatoes.
I will bring you some next time we show up.
Please for do. Breakfast. Yeah.
Let's finish out Easter real quick over at Angelina's. We will be open on Sunday, March 31st from 10 to 3. Those are special hours for us. We're not open on Sunday, so keep an eye out for that. In addition to our regular menu, Chef James Brissione is going to offer two special Easter features, which is an asparagus frittata with crawfish beurre blanc and a rigatoni verde with lamb ragu and smoked ricotta. We do take reservations over at Angelina's. You can give us a call, 850-542-8398, or you can visit us right on our website, angelinaspensacola.com, and in the right-hand tab, you'll see reservations, and you can make it right there.
Nice.
Super easy. So that's Easter for us. Come join us. We're all open.
Yes.
We're all open, yes. If and like Lauren said, it's all on the website.
It is.
It's so definitely. Much information.
But if you do have questions this morning, we actually had a text in here. Jerry Dawson is the man.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to become a love fest for your dad here.
You know what it normally is, and it's funny. I can't really go. He's like a local celebrity, mm-hmm. you know, and it's funny. Growing up, I used to think it was so annoying. And I remember I had, this is so off topic and random. But I remember I was walking on the street, and I guess this kid recognized me from, my dad has pictures of us in his teaching office. He's a guitar teacher if you're looking for lessons.
Definitely.
This kid stopped me. He's like, "Are you related to Jerry Dawson?" I said, "Yeah, that's my dad." And he goes, "If your dad was a mystical, mythical creature, he'd be a dragon with a guitar." I was like, "What?"
Somebody needs to get that kid some help.
Help.
No, I could see that. I could see that. You don't really hear that much about your parents. You know, people walk up to you randomly on the street. You know, if your dad was a mythical creature.
That's a day in the life for me. Somebody's saying something crazy.
Yeah. Now we get a little insight into your plight.
Yep.
So, yeah. Welcome. Okay.
So, a couple new things at Atlas. Mm. If you haven't been recently, we opened up last September. Reopened. We had been closed since 2020 due to a few things, you know, bridge closure, hurricane, a pandemic.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
Yeah, just a few things. So we have been closed, but we reopened in September. All new menu, new redesign inside. It's great. But one of the main questions we were getting asked is, when are you going to bring back the oyster specials, oyster promotion?
Mm-hmm.
We have brought it back.
Nice.
We now have 75-cent oysters every Tuesday from 5 to 9 o'clock. That's going to be wild Gulf Coast oysters, 75 cents.
And that was 5 to what?
5 to 9. Ooh. Every Tuesday.
Beer and oysters,
you
75 cents
wrong.
A piece. You cannot go wrong. Now, is that just raw? You can get them cooked,
it's
whatever.
Raw. It's raw. It's the raw Gulf Coast
nice.
Oysters.
Mm, the
which
real deal.
Are a favorite. So it's great. And then we also, starting last Sunday, opened for Sunday brunch.
Mm.
Which was another big question. So we have some new hours. We are closed for dinner now on Sunday, and we are also closed on Monday.
And I take it you eat oysters?
I do.
But you're not a wine person though, right? You don't
right.
like wine. So what do you pair with your oysters? Just beer?
Water.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that works
too. An occasional
too.
Diet Coke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or a painkiller.
Oh, or a painkiller. She's calling me out.
Uh-oh. See, there we go. So now we're getting to it.
Also, speaking of Atlas, we have a brand new cocktail program. So... Hmm. All new drinks. My personal favorite is the painkiller. Lauren's is the Pimm's cup. See, I'm going to call you
right.
out too.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I won't hide it. I eat my oysters with a Pimm's cup.
Mine with a painkiller. So yes, we're open for Sunday brunch from 11 until 2 every single Sunday. Brand new brunch menu. Some of those menu highlights are going to include a crab Monte Cristo. We have a crispy chicken biscuit Benedict. We have a crawfish and tasso omelet. What else do we have? I'm losing my spot. Gorlatas and grits, which is braised beef cutlets, white wine, tomato gravy, C&D millstone brie rice grits, which if you've never had brie rice grits, I hadn't. Mm. I'm used to the Gouda grits that we have for the grits of Yaya.
Right.
You know, Lauren and I basically grew up on that, I feel like.
We did. But doing cooking class for so long, that was Herb's specialty, was the rice
right,
grits. So
right.
I have had them. And when Jason brought them back, I was so excited. They're so good.
I take back what I said. I don't pair my oysters with water. I just get like a glass of the brie rice grits and stick a straw in it and chug that.
Yeah.
With a side of mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Perfect.
Mashed potatoes.
And don't forget drinks. Even though we were just talking about drinks, mm-hmm. we are also featuring $4 Bloody Marys and bottles of champagne for $12.95. Awesome. Definitely come see us for brunch. And if you haven't come to see us, Tuesdays are a great day if you love oysters. And then we're open, like I said, for dinner Tuesday through Saturday, beginning at 5 o'clock.
All right. So I know I ask you guys this all the time, but does it ever change, like, your favorite dish, or do you just kind of stick to the one? Or, like, you know, you just mentioned, you know, the brie.
Rice grits.
Yeah, it's like I wouldn't be able to settle on my favorite. I would just be like, okay, well, what's my favorite of maybe the day or the week?
I feel like we stay true to our favorites, but every once in a while
we're open to new ones.
Throw everything.
Right.
Throw everything into the mix.
Yeah.
We like to share.
Yeah.
So we want a little bit of everything.
And we share an office. I think I've literally said this every single month, but we share an office with Jason, who's the executive chef. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we are spoiled. I'm not even going to lie to you. They have some new desserts over at Atlas as well. He did a new take on the matcha cheesecake, which is just so good. And then we have a new bread pudding as well, which is
like matcha green tea.
Yes.
Cheesecake.
Are you a matcha fan?
I love matcha.
I love to hear that. We are
matcha cheesecake. It comes with the perfect little white. It looks like a peanut butter cup, but it's a big one, overgrown peanut butter cup. Nice.
On steroids.
Mm. So good.
Wow. It comes on top. Yep. I always give Lauren mine.
We are the perfect sharing group.
We are.
Mm-hmm. You can share your mashed potatoes, too.
Well, we are going to.
You'll have to do the white gravy, though.
You're going to regret saying that.
Yeah. Well, I mixed it both. I mean, once they brought it all out, I was like, I dumped it all onto one plate and just started.
I'm so glad you got to go.
Town. Yeah. It was so good. I mean, the fried chicken, I'm a fried chicken dude, and the breading and the seasoning of their fried chicken, it was just amazing. My wife got the steak, the country fried steak.
Mm-hmm. That's my personal favorite.
Oh, man. I'm so hungry. I never eat breakfast anymore, so when you guys get here on days like this, I'm like, oh, man, my stomach is just killing me right now. I'm ready to eat some mashed potatoes.
I know. It's always the worst, too, at the beginning of the year, because starting New Year's resolutions, and then we're over here shoving fried chicken, mashed potatoes down everybody's
and grits.
Throat.
Unless your New Year's resolution is to eat more mashed potatoes, and then
you're in the right place.
Then you're good. So, yeah,
we have mashed potatoes at all of our restaurants.
You do, or some form of potatoes, which we should have. You know, potatoes are awesome. If you love potatoes, let us know. 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 Mashed Potatoes. GreatSouthernRestaurants.com. If you go to that website, there'll be a little pop-up menu that comes out of the right hand of the screen, and you can check out all these specials that we're talking about. So many. I love the way you guys word your menu items, because it's not just like, well, you know, we got mashed potatoes. It's like we have, you know, you can just go through this whole list of words. It's like I'm back in literature class, but it just makes my mouth water. It just makes me want to eat all of these places.
We do it on purpose.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
It's working.
It's smart. Marketing. Who knew?
Who would have thought?
Who knew?
Not me.
Yeah. So what else could we talk about? What's the next event here?
Anything? I'll go back over, if anybody is just now tuning in, for our Atlas Beverage classes. We are full for tomorrow.
Yep.
Which is a great thing, but also I hate being the bearer of bad news.
Right.
But we do have some availability for both 5 and 7. We have limited availability for the 5 o'clocks for the rest of the semester. So if you want to sign up, please don't hesitate. Reach out, because I don't want it to fill up and then you don't get your seat.
Right.
But we do still have some availability for all the 7 o'clocks. April 4th, we're featuring Tango Select Wines. June 6th, our beer. Ooh, I skipped May. May 2nd, Herradura Tequila. And then June 6th is going to be Beers of Florida.
Nice.
Perfect for summer.
What month is the mashed potato month?
Might be next semester.
You know what you need to look up? When is National Mashed Potato Day? There's definitely a day for that.
Yeah, definitely. It should be on the same day that the Gravy Day is. They usually pair 2 or 3 days together. It's really sort of kind of crazy how they do that. But definitely check out GreatSouthernRestaurants.com for all this information.
Please do. And you're also more than welcome if you have any questions. Taylor@GoodGrits.com. Lauren@GoodGrits.com. The Grits Girls are here for you, and we can answer any question you have for any of the restaurants. Yes. Mashed potato related or not.
Yes. Did you guys get affected by the Facebook outage yesterday?
You know what? I thought I was losing my mind.
I think everybody did, except me. I didn't even notice.
I was like, did I pay the bill?
You have to pay for Facebook.
Well, the Wi-Fi or whatever, because I was like, what? What did you say? The vet bill?
I said, Facebook bill.
Oh, yeah, the Facebook bill.
Zuckerberg sends you an invoice. It's like, you've been on Facebook for 3 days.
That would happen to me.
Yeah, it would. I love all the memes showing Zuckerberg in like a server room with a bunch of cables, and he's like looking like, what? I don't know what's going on. It's crazy. But hey, if you love great food, Southern food, oysters and beer and all kinds of great drinks, if you love jazz music, you need to check out greatsouthernrestaurants.com. My guests this morning, Taylor Dawson and Lauren Smith, the Grits Girls. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Of course.